Vice President Kamala Harris was in La Crosse yesterday to highlight new staffing standards for nursing homes. It's Tuesday, April 23rd, and this is Wisconsin Today. Good morning, I'm Alex Crow. Coming up on the show today, about 200 young Black and Latino men from Milwaukee Public High Schools gathered for Mental Health Awareness Day yesterday. And as Wisconsin faces a dental provider shortage, people who have Medicaid insurance are facing challenges in finding care. Hope Kerwin has that story. Stay with us.
On Wisconsin Today, you hear the biggest stories in our state delivered with the context you need from a source you can trust. This journalism is community supported. Join in now with your gift at wpr.org/givewitoday.
Vice President Kamala Harris spoke with nursing home workers in La Crosse yesterday to celebrate new federal rules for long-term care facilities and at-home services. The Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services finalized a minimum staffing standard for nursing homes that receive federal funding. That includes a new requirement that a registered nurse be on site at all times. The agency will also require at least 80% of Medicaid reimbursements for at-home services to go towards workers' wages. Speaking at the Hmong Cultural and Community Center, Harris said these workers deserve more structural support and better pay for the type of care they provide.
This is about dignity. And it's about the dignity that we as a society owe to those in particular who care for the least of these.
Harris also held a campaign event in La Crosse to highlight the Biden administration's commitment to protecting abortion access. It's the vice president's third visit to Wisconsin so far this year. U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin says a new federal investigation into China's alleged unfair trade practices is the first step toward protecting Wisconsin's shipbuilding industry. As Joe Schultz reports, she toured a shipyard in Green Bay yesterday to highlight the investigation.
Baldwin says unfair trade practices have allowed China to surge ahead of the United States in shipbuilding over the last two decades. The Wisconsin Democrat says China produced more than 1,000 commercial vessels last year, while the U.S. made less than 10.
We cannot let China eat our lunch. That's why I've been so proud to work alongside the steelworkers and other workers across the country to say enough is enough.
Baldwin's visit came as she is campaigning for re-election. A spokesperson for her Republican opponent, Eric Hovde, said Hovde is also concerned about China's impact on the American economy, but he called Baldwin's visit a photo op. Joe Schultz, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Also happening in Green Bay yesterday, it was announced that newly elected alder in Green Bay, Joe Presley, will be able to join the city council in early May. Presley won his election by a 16-vote margin earlier this month, but his swearing-in was delayed in a dispute over the results. His opponent, incumbent alder Stephen Campbell, petitioned the city for a recount, and that recount confirmed Presley's victory. Campbell then asked the Brown County Circuit Court to order the city to perform a hand recount. A judge denied his request late last week. The Green Bay City Clerk says Presley will be sworn in at the next council meeting. That'll take place on May 7th. About 200 young Black and Latino men from Milwaukee Public High Schools were at Marquette University yesterday. Corrine Hess reports the students were gathered for a third annual Mental Health Awareness Day.
The students practiced breathing techniques, they learned about generational trauma, and they talked about addressing mental health stigma for men of color. Washington High School freshman Rashawn Price says talking about feelings isn't something that is encouraged for many Black men.
When we grow up, certain people tell us, like our parents or people around us say, you got to be stronger, you know, so you can't show your weakness. And so that's how we go off of that, and we just had this little barrier over our shoulders and we just move with it.
The exercises were part of a symposium hosted by Marquette University and MPS's Department of Black and Latino Male Achievement. The groups worked together to help address the youth mental health crisis happening in Wisconsin and across the nation. Corrine Hess, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Property owners in the Milwaukee area are looking to cash in during the week of the Republican National Convention this July. The event is expected to bring up to 50,000 visitors to the city. Short-term rentals and Airbnbs are going for thousands of dollars a night throughout the event. Powers Realty Group currently has 18 homes listed for short-term rentals during the week, ranging from $3,500 to $49,000. Kate Knighton is a sales executive with the group and said several property owners have reached out about listing their home.
It's just a way for, some of them to make extra income. They're very excited for, people that are coming here.
The convention is expected to have a $200 million economic impact. A spokesperson for Airbnb said the RNC will, quote, result in significant income for hosts and the local community. Coming up, people who are covered by the state's Medicaid-funded insurance programs are facing challenges in getting dental care. WPR reporter Hope Kerwin has more on how patients are navigating these hurdles. Stay with us.
Thank you to the donors who make Wisconsin Public Radio possible. There are more than 50,000 of you. Your generosity delivers essential news, thought-provoking conversations, and inspiring music to listeners all over Wisconsin and beyond. Your support makes a difference in people's lives every day. Thank you.
And finally, only 29% of Wisconsin's dentists take Medicaid insurance, according to a survey by the State Department of Health Services. That leaves patients with very limited options, especially as the state experiences a shortage of providers. Hope Kerwin has more on how these challenges are keeping some Wisconsinites from getting care.
Randall Brown signed up for dental insurance in 2019, but for months, he couldn't find a dentist willing to see him. The La Crosse resident had gotten coverage through Badger Care, the state's Medicaid-funded insurance program, but he found that some of the dental offices he called didn't take the insurance. Even the providers who would accept his plan sometimes made him feel judged for being in the program.
It reminds you of where some people see your place in society when you're looking for services. When they hear about what coverage you have or don't have, they immediately go into what you can't get or what you don't qualify for.
At the time, Brown had serious dental needs. He had previously been homeless and had struggled with using crystal meth. The drug eats away at the enamel on teeth and can lead to tooth loss. During the start of the COVID-19 pandemic, Brown says wearing masks in public allowed him to hide his teeth. But as soon as the masks went away, he felt people's demeanor change.
I began to really experience some hard discrimination and a little bit of cruelty.
Brown is far from the only Badger Care recipient to struggle to use his benefits. An analysis of state data by the Wisconsin Primary Health Care Association found that in 2022, less than 40% of children and young adults with Medicaid insurance received dental services. That same year, 23% of working-age adults in the program saw a dentist, and only 18% of seniors. Industry leaders say that many dentists have declined to take these patients because of the low reimbursement rates from the state. Dr. Chris Hansen is a retired dentist and president of the Wisconsin Dental Association. He says only a few years ago, dentists were being reimbursed for less than a third of what they typically charge for services. The last state budget raised reimbursement rates by 40%, and Hansen says that has helped. But he says the new rate still falls short.
They're forced in many cases to take a loss in order to see those patients. And many practitioners will do that, but we don't have the ability in a small practice environment to do a lot of cost shifting.
Hansen says the state needs to address the overall shortage of providers. The industry has seen a wave of retirements in both dentists and hygienists. It's led to limited capacity and long wait times for patients, especially in rural areas. At Scenic Bluffs Community Health Center in southwestern Wisconsin, 800 people call in every month looking for a first-time appointment. The clinic is one of the few places in the area that consistently takes patients with Medicaid. Amy Schanoffer is dental operations director there.
It's about 4 to 6 months right now till we get a chance to get you in. And I think around here, given again the dentist ratios, calling a dentist, asking for a new patient appointment, and being 4 to 6 months out, it's fairly normal.
She says many of the patients they see have more serious dental needs, often from delayed care. That could be because of a long drive to the clinic, competing financial needs, or simply because they aren't used to going to the dentist. Scenic Bluffs is where Brown eventually found help with his smile. He went through several tooth extractions and was fitted for replacement teeth. He says the many barriers to getting care may affect a person's willingness to keep looking for a dentist.
I think that a lot of people that are disenfranchised or marginalized, they've kind of learned to make do or to do without. And so they may not even attempt to look for services or attempt to get help.
Today, Brown is a PhD student studying ethical leadership at Viterbo University. He said he would like to see the state do more to increase access to dental care by recruiting more dentists to accept patients with public insurance or other types of coverage, and by expanding the kinds of services that people can receive in the Badger Care program. He still has a few more adjustments to his teeth ahead, but the care he's received so far means he can talk and eat without pain. And Brown says he can put his best face forward. Hope Kerwin, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Thanks to WPR's Hope Kerwin for bringing us that story, and thanks to you for joining us on this Tuesday. That'll do it for today's show. I'm your host, Alex Crowe, and our producers today were Mallory Chang and John Davis. Hey, it really does help if you spread the word. That's how most people find out about this show, just word of mouth. So if you enjoy it, make sure to tell a friend. And, of course, you can always send us your feedback at newscasts@wpr.org. Have a great rest of your day. We'll talk to you again soon.